Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Already, should not be serving in the U.S. government. They're straight up communists that don't believe in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or the First Amendment. Number two, I believe this is a very dangerous bill. And I think that anyone that votes for it or supports it needs to be called out. And we do need to have a investigation into their beliefs and what they're doing and who they're with. And are they involved in the World Economic Forum or the UN or any of these groups? Because that bill takes everything that we're talking about today and would criminalize it. So any VPNs, it's really important to understand that this is all honestly coming from the very top here. But you do have to, everyone, I know people have been talking about it. It is worth everyone looking into the Restrict Act. It's important because what I'm going to tell you with everything I'm saying, the information war is real. We are in a 5G warfare scenario. They cannot lose it. So I think we're in a normalization period like Bezmen and Knopf talked about. And people right now are kind of like, okay, you know, we're back. Free speech is back. Yay, Elon Musk, da, da, da. I have a feeling that that is not the case and that they are going to ramp this up, the globalist billionaire class that I believe has usurped our nation. But in this restrict bill, the bill requires through the Commerce Department, oddly enough, that the Commerce Department with the president, that they identify and mitigate foreign threats to information and communication technology products and services. Very important. So they must identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, and mitigate transactions involving ICT products, which is information and communication technology, in which any foreign adversary has any interest. So let's say it was made in China, like everything. Right. That has an interest. That poses an undue and unacceptable risk to U.S. national security or the safety of any U.S. person. It goes on to say that they must identify and refer to the president any covered holdings, stock, security that poses any undue, unacceptable risk to national security or the safety or security of Americans. The president may compel divestment or otherwise mitigate the risk associated with holding. They also may designate foreign governments and all of that. So they go through all the foreign stuff before they get to the meat, which is basically... It gives the government the ability to go after anyone, period, online, in your home, wherever, that the U.S. government deems a national security risk and that they can access everything. That includes your cell phone, your home security cameras, your bank accounts, anything. And on top of that, all they need to do is deem you a national security risk using the Human Rights Campaign or the Global Index or the News Guard or any of these groups that they're also funding.
And this is anything connected to the internet. So this could be your refrigerator, your Alexa.
Exactly.
They have everything. Complete freedom, your Roomba. I mean, anything connected to the internet in your home, they have complete access to without question, exactly. No warrant or anything else needed. They just.
Right. It's worse. It's the next step, Patriot Act, because now the technology is caught up. So it says, it's open-ended, allowing for penalties, including up to 20 years in prison, a multi-million-dollar fine, seizure of your property. If you are deemed by this group, the Commerce Department, through with the approval of the president to be a security or safety risk to the United States or persons in the United States. Again, this also, it's basically government surveillance on top of government surveillance. And then more than that, it's a total control mechanism. So they're using TikTok, you know, as much as you have a problem with TikTok, as like the reason for this. TikTok is not mentioned in this bill. Not mentioned. Okay. So you got to remember that this isn't about TikTok. And this is really about, you know, solidifying the total control over information, because also it talks about VPNs and other things. So I have to tell you something. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, you know, any of these people could be targets for their show running online. You know, there's no end here. This is a very vague bill, and it's very much about, and that goes along with the central bank digital currency, the ESG score, the HRC, a corporate index, a quality index, all of this, all of these metrics would go together if this Restrict Act happened and they'd say, here's all the proof that this person is a danger to our society or to our narrative or to our government, current government, the regime. You know, go arrest them, go get, take all their equipment, take them down. You can imprison them, you can fine them, you know, and that's really what this is. And people should be really aware that this is how far they're going. And on top of that, I do want to end on Google is there's a global, so the World Economic Forum and these other people that are all involved in all of this, of course, because that was basically written by them. A lot of this is written by them. And I want to remind everyone, all of the Five Eyes nations have all of these things. So it's the crown, it's Australia, Canada, US, the NATO nations are trying to be forced, and the EU. But again, Google, Jigsaw, ran in a RAND report, said that they recommend infiltrating and subverting online conspiracy forums from within. The best way is to planting authoritative messages whenever possible, whatever that is, and basically having people that are chiming in on topics, pretending to be a part of the conversation or affirming what the people are saying. We're really gathering information, authoritative messaging. So that, and then the other thing is that also swarming people in certain topic areas and picking apart their post, attacking them as illegitimate or attacking the person directly, and then swarming them with their other friends connected to the World Economic Forum information, 110,000 people. And then they're listing, you know, brand ambassadors for, you know, the Green New Deal and other things. And basically it's just an information war. So, you know, for me, it's just more a matter of we're going into 2023 with a lot of, you know, just what we do is what we do. And I hope people watching this get it, but the information war is real and we have to double down too. You know, we can't start. I noticed a lot of people saying we can't go out and protest because they're going to infiltrate us. Well, right now is a time for sacrifice. And if our words aren't heard, I just think that the best thing is to start local, like you guys say all the time, start local. But, you know, have people understand that the information war is being it's gaslighting. It's not a fair, fight. You're not a good guy because you're, you know, you're just going to stay out of it or you're just not going to say anything. I mean, we are being deceived on a massive scale. It's a propaganda campaign, but it's a psychological warfare as well. So you're thinking everyone in the world must agree with this, of the corporations and the commercials and you know, online, you're getting attacked by 75 people saying that what you said isn't right when you know it's right. Say the World Economic Forum, they say that they want global governance is a conspiracy theory. It's on their website. You know, it's on all their websites. They all say it. But, you know, we got to fight. I don't see. And you guys, we're in a group. We're going to have our event soon in Doral. And we have to talk to everyone that's there. And when we're doing our other events, we're going to a bunch of them together and separate. We have to start talking to people, not just on in our group, but outside and our family and friends and everything, and have them realize that this is all, they're creating a majority that does not exist by using advertising and the internet to make people feel demoralized, dehumanized. Something's wrong with them because they don't agree with this. And then, you know, if they forbid you speak up. But these corporations, I really hope that whistleblowers start coming out from them. And what I was scared to see is that the HRC, you know, rating is also all over law firms. Okay. Like Perkins Coie,
you got like 200 law firms or something like that.
Yeah. And Perkins Coie, which is Mark Elias and all the people fighting the election, trying to put everyone that questioned the election in prison and taking their law licenses. They're a perfect score, you know? So all I'm saying is all these companies that are proudly announcing that they have a perfect score from the Human Rights Campaign. The question is, Who are you manipulating? Your customer, or the masses in general, or what? Who are you appealing to? Who is controlling you really? Because I believe this all goes to the global public-private partnership of the World Economic Forum and the elitist class, and it's no different than the ESG score. But there's an equality score going on too, which is the social credit score, and it's taking people down actively, and it will get worse if we don't start countering it bravely. So
what's the call to action, Mel? What should people be doing right now?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to stop being afraid and realize there's sacrifices in this battle. We both have friends and family and people we love that have been caught up in the January 6th Fed insurrection. And, you know, we got to keep pushing. What's a little disappointing is I'm not sure that, listen, I'm at a place where I think all these hearings and everything that's going on with, you know, the investigations and this and that, it's we the people that have to do the work. I really yeah. think it's more us doing the work. And like I've said to people in your local community, you know, look up who agreed to be scored by these mm-hmm. people. And you know, and also please stop spending your money on companies that are gaslighting this nation yeah. straight into a communist one party system. Because I will tell you, I've done quite a bit of work lately. A lot of people talking about, well, you know, Putin and Xi and all of them, maybe Putin, Xi and Trump and everyone had something going before they destroyed Trump and took him out of office and took away his power. And all these people turned on him that were mm-hmm. supposed to be on the inside helping him. And I believe when Trump is back that he will be able to reestablish that, but not if we don't make sure that 2024 is a legitimate election.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything that they're doing right now is setting up for 2024. Yeah. Okay. And they're going to indict Trump again and again. I'm watching what's going on. Like the lady from L is a total lunatic. That never happened. If you've ever been to Bergdorf Goodman's, it's actually impossible that it happened. But on top of that,
she can't even remember what year it was.
No. But I'm telling you, the women's store is separate from the men's store. So you're telling me 6'2" famous Donald Trump is walking down an aisle, pushes her into a tiny dressing room on a women's floor. Nobody sees this. Nobody hears this. No, I mean, it's ludicrous. He was very famous in New York at the time. So this is an impossible story.
Yeah.
But like we're seeing the Southern District of New York let this go forward with Stormy Daniels. Yet we have seen not one person arrested who was a client of Ghislaine Maxwell. Okay. Mm-hmm. She got convicted, but no client. So and last week, of course, the same day that Trump, this ridiculous, it's so embarrassing. And I hope this Stormy Daniels pays for the rest of her life for her arrogance and her interview. I heard that she's in Vogue. Any woman out there that is buying Vogue still or even going to their website, you are betraying yourself. You are playing along. But I will tell you that that same day or shortly before, a bunch of people were subpoenaed. The one of the Pritzker family members, I know, what's his name? One of the founders of Google, Mike Ovitz, a couple other bankers were subpoenaed in the Virgin Islands Epstein case. And Jamie Dimon was told the same day, oddly enough, that the SVB bank went down, that he would have to sit for a deposition in the Epstein case. So, you know, really? Things are happening.
Jamie Dimon.
Yeah.
From Chase Bank.
Yeah. The guy who's telling us right now that we should trade in all of our personal belongings for wind and solar power that, of course, will not be able to work without Chinese Communist Party running it.
Hmm.
And, you know, so again, you know, we really have to pay attention to the manipulation. But I'm very worried that we, the people that love this country and are the real patriots, aren't strategizing together. And coming together. And like you said, Stacey, when we're watching it, you're like, well, why aren't we doing that? Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're not doing that. Because it's very obvious. Anyone that saw RFK Jr. put his hat in the ring, and God bless him, because I wouldn't want to go up against that machine. But within 24 hours, you had the entire left-wing media basically calling him a quack, a loser, an embarrassment to his family. You know, Daily Beast wrote a total hit piece, Atlantic, all of them. And what that says to you is, by any means necessary, the Uniparty will keep power. Mm-hmm. And his voice is not welcome. And the plandemic folks, you know, I'm sure everyone here saw Fauci last week in an interview kind of situation somehow with Jim Acosta saying there will be another pandemic in about a year, I'm assuming right before the election. So we got to double down and strategize. And you know, if this is what they're doing, we should be doing something similar to counter it. And we're not. At least I don't know about it. And I would like to know about it. If people are watching this and you are doing anything to counter what they're doing, but what they're doing is a well-oiled machine funded to the billions of dollars. It is all the globalist public-private partnerships. At the top of all these corporations that are going along with this are BlackRock and Vanguard. And we have to really realize that they're already done with America. I'm sorry, you know, and if you don't get it and you're still like, you love Joe Biden and everything you think is good, I am telling you right now to go look at their own words, look at what's going on And anyone that's saying that the multipolar world that they're creating is including America, please know that the rest of the world right now is questioning, what does America offer us? Mm-hmm. And right now, because of the 50 years of the Kissinger, Brzezinski, Rockefeller, all these multinational billionaire class people, America isn't offering the world very much because the American people aren't doing it. And look, I think that we still have a window of hope and but we got to get out there and we got to start. Yep. Remember, go support your local businesses. It's not about your local business anymore. It is about funding these people that are creating a false majority to make you feel demoralized and dehumanized, so you do not participate.
Mm-hmm. When it does feel watching, that way when you turn on country music television and it's got a drag show, mm-hmm. you know, and you see it like on the school music? Stuff all the time, you feel like, man, are we like the last?
I know.
Are we the last one standing in the whole world? If you know, you're like, it makes you start to feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're also watching MSNBC, DNC, you know, and you talk to people and they say that they still watch CNN and all of that. And you're thinking, I mean, I don't even watch Fox News because I can't. If they're not telling what I'm talking about and I can show the receipts. And you know, it's funny, all the ones that the government funded NED program and all that said were the most risky. They're the ones that are really telling the truth. It's very easy to see. I wish more people on Fox were brave enough to do it. But look at what's going on. Murdoch is turning his own people. Yep. He is a foreign national running that billionaire. Both of his sons are fully on board with the globalist movement, as is the parent company. And again, a lot of these elite billionaire class, and they're of all races, religions, backgrounds, sexuality. There's LGBTQ plus and black people and Jews and Christians and whatever all in there. And speaking of, I hope you guys saw, and you guys will probably want to check this out because you have great shows on prophecy and the Bible. Jim Jordan put a letter out today that they have found out that the FBI has sent undercover agents into Catholic churches all over the country to find extremists. So that'll be a story probably that's going to be pretty big in the next few days. We are being infiltrated. But if we fear being infiltrated and what happened on January 6th happening to us again, then we're not fighting the battle properly. Yeah. There will be sacrifice, but that's what they want. They are running a communist model here. And this information stuff, and I'm telling you right now, anyone involved in the Restrict Act is a globalist communist sympathizer. And I say that, read the act. Everyone out there, read it. I know Tulsi Gabbard put out a post about it. I believe Tucker talked about it. So a couple other people, really good people, talked about it. And again, I would say to anyone, I had to start over and I try not, it's hard not to get involved. It's bad for my, I'm not good at any of the social media, but I have to say right now, I would hope that people out there that do have influence will ask for proof that the spying and manipulation operation underneath the social media platforms is dismantled, because what I just read you today is only ramping up more. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we got to stay on it. You guys go to themelkcase.com, register for the email.
All right, we're back. There you go. Everything she said is what we've been telling people. And again, you know, I guess you got to repeat it over and over, Joe. But she's right.
Well, everything they're doing, look at the economy. We have the bank failures today. And they say more and more of these mid-sized banks are going to be going down. Why? Well, we had this zero interest monetary policy, you know, a very, very bad thing. It wasn't a capitalistic system. It was a socialistic type of system. It's causing banking failure. We're going into a recession. We look at what they're doing with the border. I'm looking at headlines, you know, some headlines that say there's a million people waiting for Title 42 to end here. It's going to end around, what, May 11th. And they say up to a million people are waiting for this to happen, and there's going to be a rush. Well, Biden's expecting trouble, so he's going to send 1,500 military people to the border. But, well, all they're going to do is...
That's a ruse. That's an absolute ruse. Yeah.
It is. They're going to do administrative tasks, which means they're going to be desk-bound doing paperwork. And what it means is the Border Patrol agents will be out there busy processing all these people into the country. And all it's going to be is an invasion, a peaceful invasion, because there won't be any shooting, killing, stabbing. And
not until they get here.
On purpose.
Not until they get located, then that'll happen.
Get on the streets, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like...
What this lady's saying about the, you know, we're in the middle of a revolution. These people are fomenting a socialist, communist revolution, and they're doing it through the economy, they're doing it through the border, they're doing it through the green movement, the Green New Deal, the climate change problems. Everything they're doing is to amass government power, government control, which means less freedom for you, less rights for you, less control of your life. And this is the way you establish a socialist state, and they usually turn into a hardcore communist state in which the government rules with an iron fist. And I think tomorrow night we ought to do some stories. I've got several stories by different people from different parts of the world warning us about socialism, communism, and what they live
in. I've got one right here, Joe. I've got one.
You do.
Chinese defector warns American Democrats. Listen to this. Chinese defector warns American Democrats, prepare to be the victims of your own destruction. A survivor of former communist revolution, Mao Zedong's regime of terror in China, is speaking out about how she fears the very same oppression she once fled from is taking hold in the United States. Von Fleet, who describes herself as Chinese by birth, American by choice, survivor of Mao's cultural revolution, defender of liberty, is making waves on social media for some tweets she fired at the Democratic Party, recognizing that today's Democrats are cut from the same cloth as Mao. Van Fleet shared a bit of history about Liu Shaoqu, the former president of the People's Republic of China, who laid the tyrannical groundwork of Mao and staged the Cultural Revolution. When surrounded by the Red Guards, mobs, Liu Shaoqu tried to reason with them. I am at least a citizen. Why am I not allowed to speak? This was Liu speaking at the time when he was being purged by Mao. Prior to this, Liu himself was persecuting countless people, Van Fleet said, ruining or ending people's lives. And by the time Mao came along, Liu had become a victim of the very tyranny that he helped create. The leftists are so committed to the destruction of the rule of law in our Constitution, Van Fleet warns, they need to prepare to be the victims of their own lawlessness one day. We've been saying that for years, Joe, especially those in the media, huh?
For a long time, and we've also mentioned that along the way, the enemy almost always tells you what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. They go right ahead and do it, and somehow the media, the mainstream media, always misses anything like that that they had to say.
Those who go against God's law and oppress God's children will one day become the subject of their own tyranny. It is a similar story to the one outlined in the biblical book of Esther.
Yeah.
Haman, an official within the court of the Persian Empire under King Ahasuerus, commonly identified as Xerxes, came up with a plan to destroy the Jews of Persia, only to end up on the gallows that he himself built for Mordecai and the rest of the Jews. These are stories that today's Democrats would do well to consider as they build the world's largest surveillance state, initiate their plans for global genocide. It just might end up being the cases. Van Fleet is also promising that these villains of modern-day America will end up succumbing to the very fate that they have planned for all of us. I am deeply thankful that Fleet tweeted about how her own experience Today, 35 years ago, my dream came true. I was granted a student visa to come to the USA. No longer feel this is the America that I arrived in. She had been under attack by Marxism, communism, that I thought I had escaped from. That's why I am fighting to save her. All throughout history, there's a pattern of wicked people who, after spreading their wickedness for a time, end up becoming the recipients of the very wickedness they sought to inflict in others. It happened with Lou, with Mao, took over. It happened to Haman in the Book of Esther. And one day, and it will one day happen again to the tyranny, the globalist, who seek to destroy all that is good and normal. As if the Republicans are not just as bad as the Democrats, one commentator noted that about how those two political parties are just opposing wings of the same bird. I might remind everybody it was the Republicans that gave the TSA, which shredded the Fourth Amendment. It was the Republicans that kept us in war in Afghanistan for 20 years. It was the Republicans that murdered millions of civilians in Iraq. Republicans are just as controlled opposition as the Uniparty. Well, that's true. All of that's true, except for the platform is not one of complete and total sin. At least they've got a good platform. All right, we're going to open the phone lines. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. Let's go out to San Diego. Jack, you're in the air.
Well, Pastor Ernie, there's some interesting things going on in the so-called banking crisis.
Yeah, I heard.
First of all, the news media is reporting that First Republic is the third bank to fail. It's actually the fourth. For whatever reason, they want to forget about the first one, which was Silvergate, referred to as an internet bank. I have no idea what an internet bank does, but that was the first bank to fail. And then it was Silicon Valley Bank, and then it was Signature Bank, and now it is First Republic Bank. That's number four, not three. So I know some people that work at First Republic, and they told me exactly how this is operating so far, is that J.P. Morgan Chase has told them to continue for now to operate as First Republic Bank. All the First Republic branches are open, and they are going to honor the CD agreements and other deposit agreements for now, but they're going to be revised. And at some point, the existing customers that are still with First Republic are going to have to agree to new deposit agreements with Chase. And this is not the end of the banking crisis.
Just the beginning.
Right. Today, there were several banking stocks that plunged in one day as much as 30%. I'm expecting this weekend to be one, maybe possibly two more banks that will be failing this weekend, and more to come. But the main reason for my call tonight is there's nothing wrong with the banks. This is all being caused by a run on the banks. No bank can sustain a run on the banks because the banks keep the money invested. And they have a certain amount in reserve to handle withdrawals, but no bank, not even J.P. Morgan Chase, has enough reserves to handle a bank run. So the banks were forced to sell assets to accommodate the bank run, and the assets were prematurely sold at a loss.
Okay, I'm running up against the clock, but let me just tell you this. This is being done on purpose. The whole purpose is for the larger banks to gobble up the small banks. They want the smaller banks are the ones that are going to close, and that's why they'll have runs. They'll do this stuff is not just happening by chance. The whole point is the woke, the larger banks to gobble up the smaller banks too, and it's all about that one world Babylon coming into being. But we'll be back after this.
And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, he did it his way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him, never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him, I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his Lord, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
Boy, that's a fact. Did it his way, doing it his way. And at the end of the day, you Democrats, you better understand, okay, God is going to have his way. There ain't no stopping him. And again, you've got an option. One, repent or perish. Democrats, your option is repent or perish. All of you unsaved people out there, all of you unsaved people, repent or perish. Repent or perish. God is giving you an out. He's giving you an opportunity. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's a long, long time in hell for those of you. Well, eternity is a long time. For those of you that are not smart enough, that are not smart enough to repent and call upon the name of the Lord, I'm telling you. Alrighty, we're back. Let's go and take Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders, Pastor Joe, again, got to compliment you guys that you're the best at night. During the day, and you're the best tag team on radio. But,
tag team, have you thought about that one? Thanks.
Yeah, I never watched wrestling. I never believed. It's like this sometimes. You got to turn on. It's like if people remember baseball, the Houston Astros, they said, won a couple World Series because they had garbage cans, and they were hitting garbage cans, making noise, and they can hear the different when the pitch was coming. Or it's like one of the most ridiculous things in the world that you can think of. They want a World Series. So when you take the multi-million dollars and all of that, now they come through and they put a pitch clock in there. They change the game of baseball by taking the mental part out of it. And the owners are basically thinking, oh, we're going to make the game faster. We're going to save a whole 30 minutes. All the money they'll lose in concessions and everything else, but we want to get the younger generation's attention. And then you have word salad Kamala that comes around, and I saw a clip, and she was basically talking about how 18 to 24 is just a stupid generation. That's why we keep them all in dormitories. I mean, if MTG would have said that, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, they would have been calling for her, like, you know, lock her up. But
yeah.
Dr. Jeremiah said something that made me totally see something and understand. Light shines through darkness. And when Biden puts on his glasses, his sunglasses, because of his two aneurysms and his eyes can't take it outside, because the sun is basically our eyes and our ears, our brain has all the senses. That's another story. But he hides behind his sunglasses, but his pearly white teeth shines the light, that beautiful, fake, evil smile. But everything's got to get done through an organization. And I think that's called the WHO. And I just basically labeled them Where Hell Operates.
But, that would be a very good one.
Yeah, and CDC's confused, divide, and conquer. And, you know, they're telling how China, they got the art of war and all that. I'll make this fast. And Trump knows all that stuff, and they know that. But the whole thing is in front of everybody, how socialism... I just learned to really feel this yesterday, the other day. Dr. Jeremiah was on 1220 a little bit, just saying a few things. But as he said it, how socialism is right in front of us, we don't even see it, how it's blind in our eyes, and light shining through darkness. But the biggest thing is Janet Yellen saying, June 1st, we're going to be out of money. And now they're talking about how fast AI is going. And they're even afraid of the guy from Google just left, you know. And it's just how all of this stuff just so happily becomes, it's coming together like either a big crash or it's going to be a big, big party.
It's all falling in place exactly the way God's word, the Bible, said it would happen. It's happening. I mean, it's there. But the problem of it is, Steve, is only a very small percentage of the people in this country are biblically literate enough to understand that. The vast majority of the people are totally oblivious. But I got to move on. But thanks.
God bless you guys.
You too. Let's go to AC. You're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie and Pastor Joe.
Hey, AC.
Hey, hi.
You have been covering one of my favorite chapters, Matthew 24, the beginning of it, and there's a verse here you've mentioned. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, if I would ask the question, who is Christ, there could be a number of correct answers. But if we go over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, Paul defines Christ as the head of the church.
Right.
So if we do a little bit of spiritual algebra here and plug in Paul's definition from Ephesians into this verse, look at how it comes out. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the head of the church, and shall deceive many. Well, since 312 A.D., there's been a succession of people coming down, one right after another, claiming that they are the head of the church, and they have been deceiving many. And this verse has been going on since that time, and Jesus warned in Luke 21 that the time, it's almost identical verse over in Luke, and he says there that the time draweth near, that this would happen. So people are being deceived that there's one man in charge of the whole church of Jesus Christ, and we know that's not true. Each church is supposed to be locally governed by a pastor who has been given the rule over that congregation, and that it's a local government, not a group government. And so this is a warning to people not to be deceived by somebody claiming they're the head of the church.
Well, over the years, there's been a number of those that have claimed that they were the head of the church, not just the Pope. Remember, Hitler himself said he was the head of the church, and he was the soul of the church. But, yeah, you have a number of them.
The soul of Germany.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, so, to go along with what you both said, chapter 5 in Ephesians, one of my favorite lines, let no man deceive you with vain words. And the only way you're going to know if those are vain words is if you're into the scripture and understand it. That's how you spot all those vain words, lies, and falsehoods right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Jesus gave us seven words of warning just right before that in verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. And I'm telling you, that needs to be at the forefront of what people, when they study the Word of God, they listen to a preacher, they need those seven words of warning to be in front of them.
We have today the apostate church, which is out there, again, with just spewing their lies, talking about, you know, the apostate church, how God is love, love, love. God is a God of tolerance and non-judgmental. This is throughout the United Church, the Antichrist, the World and National Council of Churches. You've got the Prosperity Church talking about how God is a God of prosperity, that he wants us all to have all those the material things, okay? You've got all of these false teachers out there today. More than ever. Now you got all the New Age, all of these New Age teachers coming up out of everywhere, and so it's exactly the way the Bible said it would be. But there's a very small percentage, a remnant. You know, the UBF, Unregistered Baptist Fellowship, I would say, would be the best case of that. That are holding literally to the Word of God, and you know they're staying with it. They're not going away from it. They're in this world, but not of this world. And I think in the future, I've been talking to some of the other pastors. We happen to have a lot of unregistered New Testament churches here in this area, and I think we're going to probably get together. And you know, because we've had a number of national conferences, but I think we should have another state conference, because we have enough of us out here, especially now, because the time is coming where, as Ben Franklin said, we're either going to stand together or surely we'll hang separately. So, there you go.
Well, God bless.
All righty. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Alrighty. All right. We got a couple good ones coming up here, Joe. I can't. I almost hate to say this. This is unbelievable, Joe. Unbelievable. Look at this. The FDA, Joe, approves its first oral pill, Joe. Do you know what it's made from?
Yep, I do. Why don't you tell the folks? It's not as bad as it sounds.
It's made from human poop. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. The Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration revealed that it had authorized the first pill taken orally made from donated human feces. An enema-based medicine was cleared for U.S. and was cleared for use in December 2022, making this the second treatment produced from human feces to receive approval. The FDA has also approval of pills vouched to be made by adults aged 18 and older who have a history of repeated infections. I just don't even want to read any more of this.
I read through it earlier today. It sounds bad that there's an internal infection that can be horribly devastating, can cause death. And it's like they can take somebody's blood and make a serum out of a blood that's had antibodies. Well, there's missing microbes or something, and that what they've come up with is a way to take somebody who's recovered or has antibodies against this, I guess it's a bacteria type thing, and it can help save lives. But it's using a natural thing. It's not like the COVID, where they're messing with the DNA, altering body chemistry. This is using something that happens naturally, and they're using healthy people to help the sick. It sounds bad, but it really wasn't after you read all the details.
All righty. Well, I think it's time. How much time do I have there? Okay. Joe, it's time to go for the invitation tonight, so I'm going to go for it tonight. Many men have been given the name Jesus. In Bible times, the naming of children was more serious than today. Today, parents name their child after a loved one or a friend or perhaps even a name they think is pretty. In Bible times, children were given names which related to certain things, especially those in reference to God. The Apostle Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 11:4 about the possibility of another Jesus being preached, and we desire to present unto you the Jesus of the Bible. No person except Jesus Christ could fulfill the meaning of his name, Jesus, because of who and what he is. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. He also is God and the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. And the controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And of course, 1 Timothy 3:16. He is the only God that would accept the Old Testament sets forth the principle that the only means of acceptance with God is through sacrifice. We're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat at the right hand of God. Hebrews 10:10-12. This implies that his work as priest is accepted and his sacrifice is complete. Now, when our first parents willfully obeyed the Lord, they lost their position and privilege of relationship with Him. When our first parents willfully disobeyed the Lord, they lost their position and privilege of relationship with Him. Thus, Adam brought the consequences of the disobedience upon himself and all of his lineage. For Adam was created in the image of God Himself. In Genesis 1:27, but Adam's lineage was begotten in His image, and in the image of the disobedient, the offender. Genesis 5:3. Therefore, something or someone who must suffer the consequences of the disobedience in order for restoration to the stand prior to the act of disobedience, it could not be them first parents, because they were guilty, and the consequences of that guiltiness was death. The sufferer for the offering or for the offense must be innocent. If any offense before it, he could suffer in behalf of another. He said of Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, but he was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Well, the name Jesus means salvation of God, or God our Savior. And when the angel informed Joseph that the child his espoused wife was to give birth to was to be named Jesus, Matthew 1:20-21, more was involved than the mere naming of a child, for he, Jesus, shall save his people from their sins. Every person from whom God saves, He saves through the name of Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among the men whereby we must be saved. Folks, I got to tell you, all of that is God's word. The Lord Jesus did the heavy lifting. He made it easy. He's telling you right now tonight, if you're listening out there, if you have not done this, don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Call upon the name of the Father. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Believe me, you're a sinner. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. If you'll do that, God will honor that. Then ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Put Him first. If you will do that, He will honor that. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You have God's word on that. We're out of time again tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to say, as we always do, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.